The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock to Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
You shouldn't take anything they say seriously. I mean, you should, though, some of it, but you gotta be intelligent enough to know when we going left. Like I'm about to say right now. So, yo,
I'm not ready for this.
It's the Straight Dope Show. I'm Aluno.
I'm Trey B. The Wonder.
Hope you're watching us on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, you should be.
Turn it on. Just so, go to your computer. So, search Watch the Crowd TV.
Rock the Crowd TV. He was close, though. I mean, I blame the beard.
What you mean?
You said watch the crowd.
I said rock. I didn't.
He said watch. It's cool, bruh. Look. RockTheCrowdTV.com. Rock the crowd on your Roku. About to be on that fire stick.
Said I blame the beard. It was one beard.
It was a tall one, though. Oh, yeah. Yo, so this nigga. So when fucking Anakin killed Darth Sidious, or whatever old nigga he killed at the beginning of.
You mean Count Dooku?
Yeah, when he killed
Count Dooku was nice too.
Bro, when he killed Count Dooku immediately,
he didn't even know
this nigga sleep right there, bro. Like he got knocked out, right? And he right there, and this nigga doing evil shit with his evil emperor nigga, right? And he woke the nigga up, so they got him up and got him out of there, and it's like your force don't tell nothing, nigga. This nigga dead. Bruh, Count Dooku dead. And we not. All right, bro. Cool. Bet. See?
What?
This nigga. Obi-Wan trash. That's my point.
What you mean? What was Obi-Wan supposed to do?
He's supposed to wake up and see this nigga's dead with two lightsaber cuts.
And know that it was Anakin.
Who else did it? It wasn't the old nigga with his fucking in the bracelets, nigga. It wasn't him. It was only three of y'all there.
Man,
what the fuck?
It's killer be killed.
Like I said,
look,
bro.
Little nigga was trying not to die. I'm still alive. I can't be mad at him. It's hard to be a father out here. I'm just saying.
Fuck that.
You keep getting that Obi-Wan like he wasn't number one dad. He was always there for the kid, bro. Number one badass little kid in the world. This nigga just tried his best to raise this one motherfucker. Getting people coming at me sideways, trying to kill me and shit. You know, I'm protecting this little nigga. I didn't know he was gonna turn dark. I didn't know he was gonna come at me. Of all people,
yeah,
I raised this.
You be on that whole shit. That's why, bro. Because you
come at me.
Because you be on that whole shit. If he wasn't on that whole shit, nigga, we never had no beef. Like, nigga, you got my Padawan fucked up, nigga. Fuck this nigga. You didn't stand up, talk for her night, nigga. Nothing.
She
fuck
shouldn't have been where she was. Where she was.
Following your orders, nigga. Didn't even stand up for my young one.
Look,
all right, bro. And you always chastising me and then praising me. I don't know what's up with you. Nigga, and yo, mixed messages. Look, fuck out of here, Obi-Wan.
Play as fuck up.
See?
Nigga, my woman died. I'm going through shit. And I wish.
No, hold on. It's like, you know.
I wish Obi-Wan said some shit like
that. Nah, it's like, hey, bro, she died.
My woman died.
Because of you, nigga.
Oh, now we bringing them all. Yes.
She died because of you. It's all your fault. Everything your fault. Obi-Wan is the reason the universe is the way it is.
Why would we keep bringing up old shit?
It's always your fault. All right, bro. We gonna get off them. Done talking about Obi-Wan and his trash ass. We gonna talk about John Morant and his dumb ass. Hey, no, granted, the owner of the strip club came out and said, hey, the young man, very, very respectful. $50,000. No, he threw $50,000. I mean,
sorry.
He didn't drink. He was cool.
He didn't even drink. He wasn't drunk when he did the stupid shit.
So, bro.
He wasn't drunk when he did the stupid shit. When he waved the pistol in the strip club, he wasn't drunk.
No.
He wasn't off nothing. No pills.
No.
He wasn't even high, huh? He didn't even smoke no weed.
Young dumbass. That's it. But I think, bro, he just defiant. I really think that's what it is. It is one of them. They said we don't know none of this to be true. All right? We don't know what happened, but the reports are they had a team meeting about the foolishness. Right? And they like
one veteran got up there and was like, look,
y'all gotta cool out.
He did what Obi-Wan tried to do. I'm trying to tell you.
He shooting him no bail. Nah.
That nigga got up there and told him, look, yo, I know you got all the power and everything. I know you nice.
Hey, but cool out, son.
You need to chill sometimes.
What this nigga go do?
Nigga can't tell me shit.
You can't really tell me shit. I'm going to do what I want, bro. It's going to be all right. Just like Anakin, bro. I'm going to do what I want, bro. It's going to be cool, bro. It's going to be all right, bro. I'm going to check it. That nigga was posting like this. Where the bad bitches at?
This thing, young dumbass, yo. Just do fine. Hey, bro. So, if the Jedi Council would have been able to suspend Anakin, like the NBA can suspend Ja, you think Anakin would have got his shit together?
Honestly, he probably would have just spiraled again.
He had
emotional issues, bro. Think,
yes, he did.
And he was the Dennis Rodman of all these movies. He was tripping, bro.
That nigga was wild, bro.
That's why he Darth Vader, because he was always evil, dog. He was evil since a child.
So you know what? Check this out, though. I need to know where there's some continuity. We going back to Star Wars. Fuck it. I got some questions. So, Darth Vader show up at the end of Clone Wars. He like the last scene. Is that nigga?
That's Anakin, bro.
That's Anakin?
That's Anakin after he got chopped up. He was supposed to die. But the Sith picked him up and made sure that he was able to revive this nigga.
So am I supposed to watch some of the seasons of Clone Wars and then watch this shit and then watch Sith and then watch the end of Clone Wars?
Mm-hmm. You watched all of it?
How am I supposed to fucking know?
It's okay, bro. You already know the movie.
I start watching the Sith. This is why I stopped. I started watching this nigga was like, nice to meet you, Grievous. And I'm like, y'all niggas met. I'm like,
none of that shit make no sense.
I'm like, y'all niggas.
Like you said, they added that shit later.
Yeah.
To make it more sense.
I'm like, because y'all done beefed before. I done seen y'all beef.
Y'all beefed a lot, bro.
Like, y'all know.
The main two niggas on the set. Talk about
General. Come over here.
Fuck them niggas over there. That was the main two ones.
So yeah. All right. I started watching the movie. It was like, all right, something fucked up.
Hold up. Don't make no sense.
I'm like, hold up. And then I'm like, this nigga arm gone already?
If he died and shit, that doesn't make no sense, bro. I've seen a lot of you before. Yeah, no, the movie didn't get it wrong. It's just that they speed past everything.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is it's like, if it's supposed to be in the Clone Wars when it happens, then, all right, cool, that makes a lot more sense to me, right? It just fucked me up as soon as, like, hold up, nah, y'all niggas the fight. Hold up, wait a minute, he ain't got no arm already? What's going on?
In between the second movie and the third movie is all the Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. And the Clone Wars lasted for hella long.
Yeah, years.
But, you know, it's just in between the two movies. Mm-hmm. So, it's whatever.
Yep. So, back to John Morant. Is he back? Is he back from his suspension, or he indefinite? Is it the rest of the season?
So. Okay. I don't think it's for the rest of the season, but I don't think he's back yet.
Hey, well, technically, he wasn't necessarily suspended. It was
for another four games.
Hey, hold on, no. It's that Jordan shit. It's that, hey, dog, you're not suspended, but you can't come to work.
Like, we going to pay you.
Like,
we
just
fuck with you.
Just, like, go, know what I mean, go talk to your doctor.
But, you know, you see these people, they kind of mad right now.
So you got to chill, bro. Yeah, you need to cool out. Like, home, just stay away from mics and give me your phone.
We'll send a hose.
To you. We can. What else you want, bruh?
It's you need some more guns?
He a mobster in jail.
We got guns. We can send to your house. You want to?
We can set up a range.
Yes. I promise
we understand how it goes.
Talking to this nigga like,
what do you need, bro? What do we need to do to make you cool the fuck out,
bro? He on timeout, bro. This is blank check or some shit.
Yeah.
What you want, bro?
Where'd the lighter go, dog? Lost that shit.
You lost the lighter.
Oh no!
Look, nigga, we panicking.
It's like, oh, there you go. About to stop the show.
Stop the show. Where'd the lighter go? We got can't light the blunt.
The only reason we here.
Where's the blunt? The only reason we here. We get high, nigga.
I can't talk about shit comfortably.
Without being high. Yeah, that's a problem. Anyway.
That's why, you know, I don't be talking shit in real life.
I just be sitting there like this.
Angry as fuck. Hey.
Ja and his fucking family, they a lot. They
you seen the stories?
Huh?
You seen the stories?
About his, because I keep seeing the Eminem thing pop up.
What's the Eminem thing?
Oh, you haven't seen that video? It's like a meme, basically, where they, you know how he did the battle where, I know something about you.
No.
You went to, what is it
called? Oh, yeah.
That's a private school. They basically just edited Ja Morant into that whole run. It's like, you're not really real. What was the end of that? There's no, the fucking song.
I don't know, because I didn't watch that movie completely.
Oh, bro. It's a famous rap line, bro. It's like there ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. There we go.
Okay.
That's basically what they saying about Ja right now.
Oh, you know, yeah, but okay.
Think about this.
You know what's not like what I don't think people really understand about small Christian schools or small private schools. Anyway, I don't know how small the school is. I don't want to disrespect however big a school is. I went to a private school. All the niggas that got kicked out of the local district went to the private school. Okay?
You got kicked out of the local district. Like, this is where you ended up.
You lived in the neighborhood, and we all went there for various reasons.
That
nigga
couldn't make it.
That nigga get, bruh. We had a killer basketball team. They won championships. Okay?
Bruh.
But niggas was delinquents.
Niggas was delinquents, bro.
Damn. I'm going to be honest at this age. We were, bruh. Everybody went to that school was not there for they wasn't there because they was great students, my nigga.
Wait, hold up. The biggest was delinquent. You said it, not me. That's
bro,
real.
My partner.
If white people said that shit about y'all, it would have been like, that was racist.
Yep, exactly, nigga. Exactly.
But you said it, though. Nigga, we were delinquents, all right? Let's keep it.
Bro, we wasn't. Like I said, bro, the cats going to the school wasn't going there because, nigga, it had to offer the best education around. You know what I mean? You wasn't going there for the educational prowesses of this place. You was going there because you was bad, nigga, and you had a few options.
You can go here, your parents.
Right?
Can pay for you to go to this.
Right. And it's like, you see how the math be mathing?
Yeah, no, for real, though. That's some real shit.
So just because I see pictures of him in the polo and in the khakis and shit, that don't mean a fucking thing.
You don't know where he's from.
You don't know shit about him.
How did they upbring him?
You don't know nothing.
I can see from the way his father carried himself. That's a nigga. I can be like, you know how you come up to certain people and it's just like you respectfully say, mm-hmm. Hi, how you doing? How you doing, sir?
You know what kind of handshake you about to get from me.
Nah, you say what's up, nigga. That's what you do to John Moran's father. Anywhere you see him in life, bro.
Give him a nod.
What up, nigga? That is who he is. No matter what, bro. I don't care if he's 60, 70. It ain't gonna matter, bro. He OG from he around the way.
Yep. Yep. And that's John's dad.
And that's his dad, bro. So... You know, I can't.
Hey, no. So I.
At least he was at the strip club not drinking.
I'm saying, like, it
could have been worse.
I don't even care. Only project I'm mad about really is nigga the Instagram live shit.
That was stupid.
Like nigga, you could whatever you was doing in there, you was doing in there, bro. Do your shit.
Nobody care, bro. You like, can bling your pistol out.
We don't care. You can do whatever behind closed. But that's the problem with this. Generation in general, nigga, everybody wanna go live, and it's like, bro, that's not. You know how much fun you could have in the dark, nigga. Like, yo, you know how much shit you can get away with when niggas don't know where you at. Like, don't put your. Why would you put your cell phone black?
Because this is Paul Pierce needs to be on the billboard.
You
don't bruh, be like me.
Why are you like, not, bruh?
He, Paul Pierce needs to be on
the front you know,
page. Like,
you know
look,
what? Hey, y'all,
don't ever turn your live on.
Hey, nah, look, y'all care about money, right? Remember how Dr. Dre almost got his bag fumbled going on live, talking about he about to be the next billionaire, blah 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 blah, before the deal was done. Y'all remember that? Don't do that. Like, yo, you got a deal coming. Keep that shit quiet. Until somebody else is like, hey, did this deal happen? It's like, oh, yeah, that did happen.
You know what I think? It should be like people like Haile Selassie. It's just not like, don't let cameras be around you.
Yeah, you should be pictures. Like them because I don't even know who that is.
What? We're going to talk off camera.
No, I'm in trouble.
don't smile in pictures and shit. Don't let
make
it
make it not fun to watch you.
Make it hard to copy you.
Hey, nah, you know what? Hey, I get it now. Just be low effort, bro. Make it boring, and that way you always have content, but you ain't doing shit. like you just looking at yourself in the mirror. Like, look, I be pulling my hair. It's like.
Wiz Khalifa out here, cuz, day to day.
Basic shit.
That took over the internet for a while. Cuz was just doing life, bro. I'm just smoking weed.
That's it.
Rolling up. That was most of the videos was him rolling up. He was happy as shit to watch. He does what I like to do. That's what everybody was saying, bro.
You see why I have a problem.
No, don't have a problem with it. Let niggas be included in some shit. There are people that's going to go to their grave talking about Taylor Gang, bro. That was my shit. They were involved in something. And when they went to them concerts and they met them people, they became friends for life. Sweet Taylor Gang, nigga, we smoke weed. And when they 45 years old and they meet each other again, they be like, nigga, we still just smoke weed. We love ourselves. Taylor Gang. Nigga.
Right. I guess I'm just Kid Cudi out here, man on the moon, bruh. I'm just watching you niggas. Cause it's like I don't do anything to be a part of it, or it's like if I see somebody do shit, I do. It's like, hey, that's cool, and keep fucking moving.
You should though. do all kind of shit. I just got a warrior jacket, nigga.
So
me being a part of it.
How long is that gonna be in the closet?
It's funny because the first thing I did was hang it up. And I thought about it like, damn.
That shit gonna be in the closet for a minute.
I don't wear shit, but I got this dope ass warrior jacket, right? And it's Black History Month edition. So it got you feel me? So the Bay Bridge is red and green.
Oh, shit.
You feel me?
So I ask again, how long is that going to be in the closet? You going to pull it out the next time they win a championship?
Honestly, I'm going to try to pull it out just to pull it out to so I could be seen in it.
You see how he just skipped over to my joke? He saw me taking the shot. He was like, he said Matrix.
I know they weak. That's okay. I can admit. I know we weak. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be who you are. You know?
Okay, yo, fucking, yo, chariot turned back into a pumpkin. Nigga, clock struck midnight.
It's okay to know when your time is up. It's okay to know when your time is up.
That's nigga, okay. That slipper, it's done.
Give that shit back. It's okay. Niggas know who you really are. It's okay to be ugly out here sometimes. Nigga, it's okay. Say,
yo, we back to the basement.
So like I said about this jacket. Yo, I'm so happy about this jacket, that right? Shit,
yo.
It's got fur on the...
Hey, that jacket's stunting, bro. That jacket sound lit as fuck. It's so wrong it's gonna be in the closet for so long. Because you know niggas don't really be wearing their shit until niggas is winning.
Nah, niggas don't wear that shit until they need to be out seen somewhere. It's like whenever I go out to be seen... Not just go out, like I'm not going to Costco, but like going out to be seen.
Oh, I be trying to be seen at Costco though.
Oh, wait. I haven't got to that point yet.
Oh, duh, because I don't go too many places, right? So when I do leave the house, I got a match. I got a match.
I'll be fitted.
I'll be fitted.
Come on. Let me hit this right here. I haven't got to that point yet.
Oh, okay. But you leave the house. See, if you leave the house, then you don't be wanting to be seen. No, nigga, I leave the house sparingly. So when I leave, nigga, you need to even know I'm here. I need to see me, remember what I had on and shit. Because you're not going to see me for a while.
See me and remember what I had on. Oh, you was the one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We was just at Costco, yo. That was me, though.
That was me. I was in my shit. You feel me? Yeah, that was me. Did you take a picture?
Yeah. Did you want one? I got.
I can get you some. I already got some.
I keep headshots.
I ain't never seen a nigga pull in his jacket and be like, here's some headshots. That is a new level of stunt that I ain't never seen. I would love to see that shit. And they go pull out of his jacket. Here's some headshots.
Here's some headshots of where I'm going to be at. You feel me? Next few months. Check me out. Donate to the Patreon.
Donate to the Patreon.
Oh, shit.
Sell yourself, man.
Hey, bruh.
There you go.
I can't do that.
That shit is too much.
I hate it.
That shit's gross.
It's so nasty.
It feels gross.
Hey, but that's how you got. Hey, now you do what you do to get old. And niggas be out here.
If that doesn't feel gross, do that shit to the hill.
Hey, right. If it feels gross, don't do it. You're going to feel bad later. What are we talking about? Hey, let's keep it.
We were about to talk about my Warriors. It felt like.
I mean, do we have to?
Yeah, we can. Because I didn't need to get this shit off.
My only interest is y'all be talking mad shit to them Grizzlies, yo. Like mad shit.
This is what you care about. The fact that we lost. Nigga,
we down
bad right now.
No, like that's the only problem I got is just like, hey, look, dog, I could understand you be talking shit and these niggas ain't champions or whatever. But hey, my nigga, when you gonna come out with your podcast episode and you just gonna talk shit for like 10 minutes, nigga, about Draymond. How we ain't this, we ain't Draymond that, we ain't this. And then it's like, all right, bro, our star ain't even here,
the
nigga.
The funny part is, hey, when you really look back on it, his podcast moment was still bigger than the game.
Yes,
That's how big that shit was. He really lit into this.
Hey,
figure.
He lit into him, and guess what? What that actually mean? Hey, bro, I fuck with him. I fuck with dude.
Not
just
a little bit.
I fuck with Dylan Brooks. That's his name? Mm-hmm. I fuck with him because he remind me of Dennis Rodman. And he got mad attitude, and... He don't really give a fuck. But even if you tell him he wrong, he like, yeah, nigga, whatever, nigga. I'm wrong then, nigga, let's go. That's what I feel like that's the energy I get from him. Bro. And I'm like, game, I like that.
Dog, that game was so fucking funny to me. Because Dylan was going at everybody. Bro. He was talking at everybody. Yes. And it's like.
I like it.
He ain't did shit, really. But, he ain't. But we ain't. Winning, though. So it don't matter. Nigga.
That's what matters,
y'all
nigga.
Y'all niggas not winning. Yeah. What's up with y'all? Where y'all at?
Yes,
and they
nigga.
Had no response. Like, Steph is really out here by himself, bro.
40 points tonight.
He had 40 that night, that too.
40 points.
Like, this nigga really loss, out nigga. Here by himself doing all he can. He yapping at Steph. Blah, blah, blah. Nigga, what's up with y'all? This nigga got like 16. He, what's up with y'all, niggas? What's where y'all at?
I love it. I love it. Hey, nah, because it's like, hey, bro, we talk shit. If that's what the young niggas do, that's what they do.
They talk a lot of shit.
They talk enough where LeBron got mad at you. That was interesting. But
but whole teams, bro.
But nah, but hey, but I'm saying, I appreciate that fuck y'all attitude because it's entertainment.
It is entertainment.
Like, y'all, not because it's really basketball, bro.
No,
not,
but this is my point. Him at the end of the game, it felt like wrestling, bro, where yeah. you get the promos.
Yeah,
it was like,
yeah.
These niggas was talking.
And they
show up.
Yes.
He got on his little podcast. That was cute. That was real cute.
Talk that shit, son. Talk that shit. I'd have been standing up at the TV.
He needs to keep doing that shit. He needs to keep doing that podcast shit. He real good at that. That talking thing. But he ain't out here.
He ain't balling like that.
Bruh, Dylan was talking mad shit, bruh.
I like it. I like
One
it.
One win.
I like it.
I love it, though. I like it. I love it because it's been great the whole year. The last time we played these niggas, you saw it.
That's what I'm saying.
You saw Clay, bro. That nigga was in his... I've never seen a moment like that on the court. Where he in your face like this. What's up?
Yeah, nah.
I've never seen that before.
But that's why I fuck with Dylan Brooks, because he ain't backing down.
Nah, hell
like,
nah.
You see what I'm saying?
Like them
that's why I like it. It's like, nah, bro, fuck who you are. I don't care if you LeBron, I don't care whoever you are. Nigga, we out here now. We, nigga,
like,
whatever.
I got no reasons to like them. Fuck them. I really don't like Draymond. He was just telling you what's up.
And
Draymond got on, you know, sensitive about it and did a whole podcast on this.
Hey, but it's okay. Because you know what, bro? We talk. It's basketball and we competitive, nigga. That's what I like. What I
wasn't basketball.
What I, no, but what I said before. Nah, but the attitudes that they have is based off of niggas how they feel about their job. Mm-hmm. Their job is to play basketball at a certain level, nigga. I feel I'm the best out here. I don't care what the media say. I don't care what the rankings say. I don't care what the numbers say, nigga. When I'm on the court, ain't nobody fucking with me.
Y'all didn't beat us.
That's what we here to do, right? The whole point of it, the whole point of this shit. I don't care how much
like
you can shoot,
bro. They were down, Jai. We was down their best player.
Nigga, we down our best player, and we beat y'all handedly.
Handedly, they had 40. They had 40 something.
Yeah, no, it went 40, off in the first quarter.
45,
something stupid.
It was something ridiculous.
So, but that's what I'm saying is it's like, yeah, bro, we talking shit because nigga, I care about my job. I hate when people be trying to tell you that you shouldn't talk shit in your position. No,
you
nigga.
Definitely should talk shit.
Yo, that's...
They should keep talking shit.
Yeah, keep doing it, nigga, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have confidence in your game. They beat you.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, if I was a Grizzly fan, I would let these motherfuckers that much more. As a person outside of their city, you can feel how you want to feel. It don't
right.
fucking matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the one buying seats to go sit there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
exactly.
It's like, we don't cater to you, nigga. If we're trying to be the new bad boys, then
it's us, bro. We old, yep.
Oh, well, nigga. You feel how you want to feel.
Yep.
All you old niggas out here.
Shut up, nigga. All you old niggas.
We're doing our new dynasty, cuz. We doing our thing out here.
Right. I ain't mad at it, nigga. Shout out to them.
We don't need Ja.
Hey, no, you know what, though? If we go back, if we rewind to early in the season, we had that conversation where it's like, Ja is really good, but they actually play better as a team when he's not on the floor.
That's real.
So it's like, hey, bro, you a great add-on. Don't do no dumb shit where we don't really need you because we actually don't really need you.
But they got rid of this nigga and got pieces for him. I can do with him what I keep saying we should do with Clay.
Nigga, don't nobody want him.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
It's Clay, bro. This nigga still 30 points a game if you need to. play, bro.
Wait, hold on. Y'all gonna hear me turn.
He just did it. It's Clay, bro. It's Clay. Problem is,
bro. Where am I? Hold on. No, what's the problem? I'm gonna keep going. Keep talking.
We don't need him because we got enough of these niggas.
That don't make sense though. Cause let me check y'all record real quick.
Fucking Steph, him, and Jordan Poole all play the same position.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Wiggins out there on the wing as well. So it's like, we don't need all of them on the wing.
Mm-hmm.
And he make like $40 million. So it's one of those, like, we should trade you for pieces. It's just the way I see it. If I was, you know, running a team,
uh-huh.
if I was doing my 2K thing,
uh-huh.
he's the one I'd get rid of. It wouldn't be Draymond. It'd be him immediately. It wouldn't even be a thought. Or I would package him with somebody else. Be like, yeah. Have these two niggas. Give me what I want.
Hey, so did I say y'all was gonna win 40 games?
Huh?
I said y'all wasn't gonna win 40 games.
If, I didn't think that was gonna be the thing. More like 45.
Yeah.
Gonna win 45 games.
I said y'all not gonna win 40. How many games is left?
Like 14? We gonna win 40. It's like, how many more past that, though?
Not too many.
Because we've been 50% all the way through.
Y'all going to be 40 and 44. Or 42.
It's looking like it. This is yep. They're so weak, dude. They're so trash. I don't like Kerr. I think he's the main issue. You've been saying it. I've been agreeing with you. I've been agreeing with you though. It hasn't been just this week. It's been time after time. But I'm to that point where I don't think I want to see him next year.
Hey, how does it get that bad that fast, bro? Hold on. I could go back like let's say 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago. Nah, but he's still a championship coach.
He's still
really good at what he does. Blah, 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 blah. All right, then like 2 weeks ago, it was like, nah, man, he sucked, but we'll see what he could do.
And now, like,
hold on. And now you said, I don't want to see him next year.
Nah, I don't. He a championship coach, and I don't think we have a championship team. So it's like his worth ain't there. You're not building. We've been talking about it. You're not building nobody up. You're mm-hmm. not helping nobody.
Not making
and
nobody
you,
better.
You're more of a detriment to these young kids than anything.
Oh, yeah, what's Wiseman doing?
He's been doing well, you know. They not winning, but he's been doing positive.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So it's like he could have contributed, nigga. Uh-huh. He wasn't giving him no minutes.
None.
He was getting DNPs, and if he did get in the game, it was that garbage time.
The DNP.
Or we give you 7 minutes somewhere throughout the game, nigga. At some point.
Bro, when did he get traded?
Weeks ago.
Because this... Oh, he got 10 games with them. Okay, I think that's 10. Yeah. Bro, he been getting 20 minutes a game.
We ain't never gave him 20 minutes.
Bro, hold on.
We've never given him
bro,
20
he
minutes.
Played 34 on the 7th.
I want you to hear me again.
Hold on,
we've
Doug.
Never given him 20 minutes.
Bro, he... Damn.
If we gave him 20 minutes, it's because we were already getting blown out that whole game.
Interesting.
And when he did, he got 30 points that game. Against Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, no, he didn't gone off a couple times.
Yeah, bro. This is stupid. And once again.
Pour salt in that wound, yo.
Once again. I'm done with Curry, bro. It's just Curry, dog. I just don't like the way he do shit. Nobody's held account. Like, Draymond's not held accountable, but this nigga walked off the court the other day. I don't know
is if that
a
new,
clip of that shit.
Is that a new thing?
What?
Niggas just be walking off the court now?
Man, I ain't never seen that in my life.
Bro, what's his name? Did it too.
Who?
Bro, Butler.
Jimmy? He walked off the court. He got that bad, huh?
They got a tech for it. Wow. He just walked off. Like, so that's very interesting. Like you just said, you've never seen it in your lifetime. I mean, I think Gary Payton might have done it. But not like just.
Frequency. Buddy.
You know how you see cats walk off as the timeout's being called? I seen it like that. I ain't never seen like shit's actually happening and niggas just walk off. Land, or what's his name was just standing there with his hands on his hips? Anthony Edwards? Like, it's a whole different level of, I don't fuck with y'all, that be going on. Like, and it's interesting, because it's like, there's no, like you said, brother, he's not disciplining them, but it's like, is it a discipline issue, or can you not discipline them? Like, because it's like, I can fine you and shit, but nigga, you make millions of dollars. Who gives a fuck?
Honestly.
Like, what does the fine actually do?
There's something that needs to happen. Because the shit that happened with Jordan Poole, like, everybody's talked about it, everybody's brought it up. The shit that happened with Jordan Poole was bad enough, and you didn't discipline him then. You didn't do anything then. It was just one of those, like, yo, it'll be all right. We believe in Draymond. We know he got to do his own work to
I hear you, but I'm going to go on a caveat real quick. I think in that situation, but it's back to the camera thing. Bro, you know how many niggas get punched in practice?
It gets to that point where you keep getting shown to the public that you having issues with your team. You quitting on the
That's
court.
The problem.
You punching niggas.
I'm saying. It's like.
Knocking them the fuck out.
I'm saying, like, that happens in these practices and shit. The tapes don't come out. Right? Like, it used to be. You know what? It's interesting how niggas either going for the clout, or they getting paid for it, or they just don't have that the locker room respect, bro. It used to be used to be things that happen inside the locker room, nigga. That's they business. You don't know, but if you know anything, bro, you don't know shit.
I don't think Kerr has that. Yeah. I don't think Kerr has anything when it comes to respect in that kind of way for me. These dudes respect him and his basketball knowledge when it comes to being on the court.
Hey, so
and I think that's only one of those when we in the moment.
Well, nah, but you know what? It's the same thing I was saying for it's how Luke Walton had got the job, right? And it was like Luke Walton got the job because he was a coach, quote unquote, during the 72-win season. But they was already doing their shit and he was just a figurehead, right? Mike Brown was there with for all the things that you saying they missing. The development of the young guys, the discipline, nigga, all of those little things, Mike Brown bring those. Because we see him in Sacramento. That's what they needed.
That shit matters.
Right?
I'd rather have Mike Brown than Steve Kerr.
Exactly.
Right now.
Yeah.
At least.
But if you looking at it, bro, him going to Sacramento made the difference. All of the little intangible things that we were saying the Kings didn't have because they lacked consistency. Mm-hmm. They now have with somebody that's dedicated to them being better, who was dedicated to the Warriors being better.
Being with the Kings being number two now and shit.
I already seen it.
Yeah.
I seen it when Mike Brown was going there.
Cool.
Wait.
No, just making sure you know. Cool. That's great.
Just because they number two don't mean the league ain't gonna fuck them. So what does it matter?
Okay, but you know, they're still nice out here.
that's the only thing.
I've been letting you know about the Kings since before this season started. Because I knew from last year, they all had something going in, and that's before you had a coach that you could believe in. And it's like, he's going to bring, stability.
The intangible shit. Yep.
All of that type of shit. So I knew that was going to happen with the Kings. I didn't know they were going to be number two, but it's one of those, like, they put in the work in a season where most of the teams in the West haven't had any separation. They've created separation. We're better than you guys.
I don't know about that.
When it comes to the consistency of the regular season, because we know just like that Atlanta team, I like comparing them to them.
Mm-hmm.
That team was better than most teams that year, period. But when you get to the playoffs, it's different.
No, but I think that's where the difference is it's like all of the things that you say Kerr is needed for, right? Plus the fact that all of the teams in the West just seem to coast. It's like, hey, bro, nobody's trying to win. We don't have to win 72 games to get to the playoffs, right? We're not trying to burn ourselves out or do whatever on these 82 regular season games, load management, blah, 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 right? When we playing for the playoffs. So, yeah, it's great you number two, my nigga. Be healthy, nigga, when the season change.
That's true.
That, like, cool, bro. You working hard. Everybody getting 20. You doing this, you doing that. That's great, bro. When the playoffs come, and these old niggas that had been here before decide to turn it up. It's like, oh shit. It's playoffs is a different game, different level of basketball. No, it's not. You just tired.
Yeah.
So yeah, you number two. Good for you. 40 wins. That's great. But what are you actually playing for? Are you planning to be a good regular season team, or are you planning to go deep in the playoffs? Because everybody else,
I'd wait it out to see.
I'm saying
this year is weird.
I'm saying how it's going and how this is how everybody has been, bro. Everybody's been playing. They've been biding their time because, again, back to my original point from years ago, nigga, you shorten the season, squeeze one in, bro. Niggas is getting back. This is the first full regular season since the shit shut down, right? And that's four seasons in like 2 years,
yeah.
Right? So, again, these is old niggas that have been here before. Hey, bro, if we win enough games, as long as we in the seeding for the playoffs, our seed don't matter because we all damn near the same.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that.
Right?
It's been feeling like that most of the year.
Yeah, this, so the only people that care about the seeding is people like the Kings, nigga, who haven't been here in 15 years. Right? Like, that's what, it matters for you.
To an extent.
But do it matter for, who else in the playoffs? Do it matter for the Mavericks?
Clippers, bro.
No, they've been in the playoffs 4 or 5 years running. Do it matter? Nah, what seed the they get? The what's it called? The Nuggets been in the playoffs 3-4 years, bro. Do it matter what seed they get? They number they, again and again. They number one. They playing regular season basketball.
They don't need to be. But it wouldn't even matter.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, nah. That's where I'm at.
All right, I'm with you with the Kings
because
I know how you feel. It's one of those wait and see kind of things. We don't know how they're going to be in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Anyway. We got to see how it works out. But the fact that they're there.
It's great. It's great.
They solidified themselves as a top, like, 8-seed team. And I think they should be that going forward. It shouldn't change.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, my Warriors, this is, I think this really is an end of the era, the current era.
Mm-hmm.
It should be. It should naturally be one of those things where it's like, all right, I'm going to make my way out and let you guys do what you're going to do going forward. Because it doesn't seem like he's involved in whatever it is that the mindset of the team is. It doesn't seem like he's with the approach. It's like he's checked out.
Maybe.
So it's just from what I've seen. So as I watch them and I see, like, this team doesn't seem to have that fervor of, like,
well, I mean,
we're defending a championship.
It's time for a change, bro.
It seemed like it.
At this point, I don't know how many years it's been, but y'all have gotten championships.
It's been 10. Or 9 or 10.
Yeah, y'all got championships. Y'all got incredible moments. Everybody's status as a player has been solidified. That has been part of the core. It's like I was saying in the last episode, bro. It's time. Things end. Right, like, yo, it's time to move on now. And like I said, yo, you can identify, hey, it should end right here. This is a great, just stop, just end it. We good.
Naturally.
We should just break. Right.
Naturally.
It's gonna get two more seasons.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's also why I keep saying the thing about the veterans. What's his name, Dre and Clay?
Mm-hmm.
I think it should naturally end with Clay now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you need to trade pool with him, because the Draymond thing ain't working, that whole dynamic, then go ahead and do it, you know, and see what you can get. Because you can still create a team through that. You're not giving up everything. But if you give it two more seasons, then it's not going to be worth what it is.
Ain't going to get shit. Yep.
You're not going to get work. So I say end it now.
Well, that's how I felt about Wiseman. But,
and you were right in the long end, because they ended up dealing them for nothing, really.
That's what I was saying. And I'm like, bro, if you're not going to use it, like, I didn't see the ability that you saw. But I'm saying, if he is good as you telling me and you're not going
to
use him, bro.
I remember telling you, you probably right, and I don't want you to, because I know what this dude has.
No, and that's cool. But I'm like, yo, for his career and for the sake of the team, both of y'all should do this shit early, nigga, yeah. So he gets somewhere where he can be good.
I was not trying to hear that shit. That was so irritating. I was sitting there walking around the house, but I can't believe they did that shit. I see this nigga post some videos of himself. You know how you just post yourself?
Uh-huh.
It's like pictures of me in this new gear. It's like, I'm about to get ready to go out on the court. And it's like, man.
Nah, but it's one of those things where, hey, if it's not working out, it's like a relationship. Like, if it's not working out, you should nip that shit in the bud pretty quickly. Like, don't just sit there and linger, bro, because it's going to make it worse for both of you, right? Like, it's not necessarily making it worse for him, other than people keep downing you, saying what you can't do, right? Yeah. And like that's all anybody said until he got traded. Then it's like, oh shit, look what he can do.
I'm so irritated.
Right.
I'm so irritated. All these stupid motherfuckers that say they know basketball. It's like you evaluating a dude's talent and a microcosm of what he can and can't do. And it's like he can do a bunch of things, well, but you don't care about the things he can't do. You care about what he can't do.
I'll tell you from my viewpoint of not watching basketball frequently and just hearing the stories, you going down to the G League makes it seem like you can't do shit. Even if you have all the skills in the world, which you apparently do from fucking you playing, right?
Trust me, like, I know, which is why I say again, fuck her, bro. Fuck this dude, because I'm playing G League dudes over you.
Uh-huh.
Dudes that don't have your talent and will never have your talent.
Mm-hmm.
If we just shovel the ball to you, you can do more than these dudes will ever do in a game. Even on their best game.
We're not going to do that, though.
You're going to do better than they are if we just shovel the ball to you. Mm-hmm. We're never going to do that, though. Like you just said, we're never going to
do that. Never going to do that.
And the time that they did do that, they were already getting beat by like 30 points.
So it didn't matter.
And he had like 30 points that fucking game on efficiency because these niggas can't guard me.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, it's just time for a change, bro. It's time for a change.
Definitely time for a change. He was talking about, Curry, we got to maximize Curry's fucking, his window. Nigga, trade Curry then. Get the fuck out of here. Shit is stupid at this point. It don't make sense, bro.
No, that sounds blasphemous.
I mean, if you willing to let your team die to the detriment of these players, then what's the point? So you traded Wiseman because he didn't fit with Curry. You didn't try to make him fit with him. You literally just said, we don't like the way this is. So if Curry didn't like him, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, fuck him. Who's the next one that's going to get that?
Everybody.
Patrick Baldwin Jr. can't get on the court. All right, well, fuck him.
Everybody on notice,
who's
nigga.
The next one, nigga? Just to keep these old dudes that we got in here that ain't really contributing. These niggas are 40 and 40. What is it? 50, 50 and 50? Whatever you want to call that.
What is that?
An even team.
Yeah, 50-50.
They can't get past that shit right now.
Okay.
As the veteran championship core that they are. Bruh. They ain't no better than that shit. I don't give a fuck what Curry got to say. You're no better than this. So, I don't know what point they trying to make with that window shit. The fuck out of here. Trade them niggas then.
Well, what do I want to say? It's a franchise player thing, right? Like Steph Curry is the definition of a franchise player, and he ain't never punked y'all for a salary.
He didn't. He's done a lot for us, so it's like I love that shit. But at the same point, it's one of those like.
No, so that like, but that's the thing though, is if you love me for all of the concessions that I've made, nigga. I'm taking my pound of flesh now. Like, easy.
I'm looking at it like, yo, what are y'all doing going forward?
Yeah, and that's it. And it's like, we're doing whatever Curry wants until he leaves.
It seems like it.
Because, I mean, really, let's look at the Warriors as a whole over the decade, right? If you remove Steph Curry, even if you do get, you keep everybody else, and you get Kevin Durant as you did, are y'all the same team? Do y'all win the championships y'all win? Right? Do people care about the Warriors? Do y'all even have a new stadium in San Francisco?
None of that shit.
If you take him out,
no.
Right?
None of it.
So the fact that he did that for a decade, nigga, it proved the thing for everybody around here. Right? He got people paid. He done got a stadium. Niggas got new seats, high-tech shit.
I
know
see
what
I'm saying? You're going with this.
Hey,
I'm just mad.
Hey, he was being a nice guy. He was.
I'm just mad that it sounds like he got our number two pick straight away for nothing. And if we re up with the old dudes, and that's just what we do going forward, that's some weak ass shit.
Now, I wouldn't blame what y'all got back for it on him. I would blame the timeline on the organization. Cause I feel like Curry probably told him quick, hey,
This is why I'm blaming Curry over everybody.
No, but that's what. But you see what I'm saying? I feel like Curry told him quick, "Hey, this ain't really working.
This ain't working.
Hey, we won."
They
but,
said that last year, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So he was already. We don't know, but I'm gonna assume he was already vocal if it was being said.
Yeah.
Right. He was already vocal at the time that I'm saying you need to trade him. Highest value, you're gonna get something back, right? And no, y'all held it until the last fucking minute and got 5 second rounds. Like, okay, y'all didn't want nothing back. What are y'all doing? Like, so that's an organization thing, but Steph Curry is still, nigga, he just getting his flesh, bro. Hey, I've been the nice guy, I've been that dude for y'all for this long. So what I say goes, nigga, until I decide to leave.
Like I said, if we re-up on these old dudes, just know that they basically
it's just
packing it in, saying we ain't doing nothing, we ain't gonna be shit. It's hey. All good. We just love the fact that these dudes was here. They was ever here.
You see the stadium they built? They did a great job.
They were really cool. Yeah. We're gonna hear Draymond talking all this shit about teams on the mm-hmm. podcast, and then we go out there and just get our ass whooped.
And they hand it to you.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the cold
this
part,
the
bro.
Shit right here. This That's is what the we gotta deal with right here. That's why I'm irritated. I'm irritated with that.
Hey, that he turned into Joe Buttons.
Fucking
academics out here.
Yeah. And what's his name? Jordan Poole, bro. What the fuck? What the fuck?
What?
People want to trade him, and that sounds blasphemous to me. He's too good for you.
Hey,
yo, trade him.
Hey, but you know what? You listen to all the podcasts, and I don't know if you're not on Twitter no more.
It'd be the fan.
Because I'm like, these niggas don't listen. They idiots.
The podcast dudes is dumb as hell. I don't listen to their opinions. It'd be the fans that be like, man, y'all really turn on these niggas quick.
Yeah.
I want to trade Clay, not because he's not good enough, but because he is good. Because he is as great as he is, and you're never going to get as much as you're going to get back for him right now. That's the only reason I want to trade him.
I mean, I would trade Clay for that reason, and I'm not betting on him going forward.
He's still going to be great going forward. It don't even matter if you bet on him or not.
Nah, I'm saying, like, okay, so the Clay Thompson that I know was a really great perimeter defender.
Yeah, he ain't that no more.
That's cool.
I'll be out here getting these buckets.
Hey, so that's cool, bro. Like I said, I'm not betting on you going forward. Nigga, you can get buckets to somebody else.
Buckets. Like I said, we should trade this nigga for some younger pieces.
Oh,
we'll see.
Damn, it's rough out here. Hey, we got 5 minutes. What we got up there? Okay, you said baseball. I don't really care about Jokic. Look. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. I'm going to give you 160 seconds on Jokic.
60 seconds on Jokic. I'm asking the question. You answered it. Should he be MVP again for the third straight time? Do you believe that he's been the best player that we've had for 3 years straight?
Even if he is, he's not flashy enough to be in my radar. And that's a problem for your MVP. And it's one of the same reason I didn't like Giannis as the MVP, because his game is ugly. It's not pretty. He gets the job done, right? But I don't want to watch this shit. So if somebody is supposed to be the flagship player of your league, the best player out here, he should be razzle-dazzle, nigga. You got all the highlights on him that look amazing. He do great passes and shit, but that's about it. Like, but
so MVP, who would be your MVP?
I don't watch enough to have one. Like, to be fair, I don't watch enough to give you an honest opinion. Like, there's cats that everybody be balling. I've seen too many cats balling this year that do have, that are highlight reels and shit like that, that I haven't paid attention enough to see if they consistent and all this other shit.
A lot of niggas balling.
So, with that, it's like, is he the MVP? Yeah, if the media say so. Like, I don't, like, nigga, ask the players. Like, that's what I, like, that would be the illest.
The players showed you in the All-Star game.
No, but that's
what. Niggas didn't pick him, and he jumped down. And picked himself because he wasn't going to be last. Because he was about to be last pick. We don't need this nigga. That's what the player said. All right? So reality is, Hey, but ain't it to us.
He also the fat kid, bro. So also,
but he,
like, nah.
But think about that shit. You nice, bro. We know you nice.
Well, not it.
But you ain't it to us.
Well, nah, that's not. I don't think that that's it. I think that they would do some shit like that to upstage him because he been the MVP. Yeah. And that's the, like, I respect Jokic because he's the fat kid, bro. I was him on the court. And he made that shit work. Like, for real, for real. Right? Like, he can do everything, bro. So it's not that he don't have the game. For me, he's not flashy enough or they don't put enough attention on him if he's your MVP. Right? And so if he's, like, you should talk about, if he's really that good, I should see him on every newscast like I would see Jordan.
It's bullshit, bro.
Remember, I don't know if you're old enough.
I already know where you're going with this. And I'm telling you straight up, he doesn't sell tickets. And
but that's not
bullshit. Because they tried to peddle that for the last 2 years straight, where they tried to say he's the best and everybody should be watching him. And you don't know basketball if you don't like his game and all that other shit.
But
I know basketball. I like this game. He's really fucking dope.
But here's the thing, though. It's not it's not in how – if somebody's really that dude, all you got to do is show them. Mm-hmm. I don't see Nuggets games nationally televised like that. You like I was just about to say, I don't know if you're old enough to remember when – they had a sports cast on the local news, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't get highlights from everybody. You would get Jordan highlights. Yeah, no, you would get yours, and you would get Jordan, mm-hmm. right? Because he was the nigga at the time. And then after that, it was probably LeBron, right? You would see your local shit, and then they'd show them going off, bro. That's your MVP. Mm-hmm. Are they doing that for him? Like, because I don't know if that come down from the top or what, but that's what your MVP, that, if you really that dude, you on every broadcast. When they talk about you, they show the scores for everybody else, and they show you dunking or doing whatever the fuck you do.
No. They're not doing that for him. They never have. They never will.
And then that's the problem.
Because he's not that dude.
No,
when
but that's...
going to it's when you do it all, because I think it's all tied to betting, your popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we can bet on you is what we're going to, how much we're going to put into you. So it's like, if you're a safe bet in any way, then we're going to put that much advertisement behind
well,
you.
But I think,
and I don't think he's a safe bet in any way. So it's like he's having a great year with his team this year, but he's not a safe bet going into the playoffs. And any team that he's involved with isn't going to be a safe bet going any further because you never know what round he's going to get to and how far he's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I can actually bet staking on you. So it's one of those, like, if I'm putting money on, like, let's say, John Morant, before he did this stupid shit, I would put more into him than I would Jokic.
Well, with that argument, then he's not your MVP.
I would say so. But that's where the conversation has been. Giannis has been better than them both years, and nobody wanted to give him the award.
But I also,
and then there was also Joel Embiid, who's also a center. There's also a big man.
But they
so
also,
that makes the conversation even more, you know, egregious.
Well, it's really weird that we got into this era where we don't want to give people back-to-back MVPs like that, right? Because like, it's like, yo, because what's the knock they pull for LeBron every time is that, oh, Jordan got this many MVPs and shit. And it's like, bro, how many times was LeBron the best player in the best player?
By far.
Every time,
and
bro.
That's where we're at again, where it's Giannis has been the best. Everybody talks about the best player, and they say it's Giannis without a doubt. If you're talking that shit, they're saying it's Giannis. If we're going to have that discussion, like, mm-hmm. I know you don't watch like that, but if we're having that discussion, everybody in the room is saying Giannis.
Uh-huh.
That's where we're at right now. And it's been like that for the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
It's been Giannis, no matter how much shit we talk about. You know what I mean?
I don't like his game.
It's never been
get it
Jokic,
done.
Though.
Mm-hmm.
It's never even came close to being Jokic. And they tried to peddle his shit for the last 2 years, and it never worked.
But you know what?
To this year, where he's number one dude in the West, and we still don't give a fuck.
But I think that, is that we go off of we go off the eye test. We watch basketball, right?
Nigga, you ain't it, bro.
No, I'm saying this. Listen to what I'm saying though. This, like how I said before, how they put the stats up for Trae Young and him, and they both had quad doubles, right? But they both had 10 turnovers. The mm-hmm. difference being, Trae Young was
positive.
Negative 25, and he was plus 15, mm-hmm. right?
You're not
and
a detriment to your team.
And I think that stat right there, if you look through his stat line, regardless of how many points, assists, rebounds, however many, whatever the numbers are, right? Whatever he did is always a net gain, mm-hmm. every time. He don't go out there and give you one of them negative 25, right? He always either zero plus what every time. And I think that because we are in a, because people rely on stats, nobody watches the game. People rely on the paper, right? Or people with the stat nerds. Because we only looking at numbers, he would be an MVP by that.
Every single time.
Because who else is net positive every time they go out?
Every single time I hear somebody talk about Jokic, that's what they give me. It's his numbers. They not even, you can't even give me the, you know how you break down a player's gameplay?
Mm-hmm.
You can't give this to me if you know basketball, but they're not doing that. They're not breaking down his
and that's
game.
And that's my point.
Is I can break down Jokic and tell you why you like him more than you can tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a fucking problem. But we're not. He's not my favorite.
We're not. But again, we're not. Because I think that's where the difference is. Is we, it's money ball shit, right? If we only looking at the numbers, he's the best player out because nobody else has a plus minus as good as his consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Period. Mm-hmm. Okay, bro, you're the MVP by that standard.
I understand that shit,
too. Right?
And I see it.
Yeah, like you can't say he's a bad player. He's worth being in the conversation, but is he the best player out right now?
Nah, bro.
Right? But the problem
we have in that draft, you know how you have the your my team and then you do the fantasy league and you draft everybody?
Uh-huh.
He's never going to be the number one pick. He's never ever going to be the number one pick.
No.
If he's not the number one pick, he's not the best player.
But that's not the conversation. That's not what the MVP is for, though.
Hey.
Even if
you want to go most valuable player, I'm still saying that shit.
Because
it's the other dude. What's his name? Giannis. Every time.
But that's what I'm saying, though, is it's not.
It's Steph. Nigga.
That's more my point. Is it's because the most valuable player, we get it confused. Most valuable player is not the best player in the league. Most valuable player is who does the best for their team and impact winning. By those stats, that nobody's him. By the plus minus, nobody's him. Nobody impacts the game.
I want to be there with you.
Hey, no, I'm saying,
like you say, because you give it the eye test. My eye test says that is a lie.
No, look, no, see, the eye test says that because he's not interesting to watch.
No, I can understand his game. I know what he gives you in a game.
No, but that,
if I can replace you with somebody else at your position,
but you and can't. They
but you can.
No, but you can.
You can literally replace him with Giannis, and that team is going to be better because they do the same shit differently.
Can Giannis pass like that?
Yes, he's not as good of a passer in general.
So no, but
that, he can pass like
no,
that.
But that's my point. It's like when you say I put this player in this position, bro, I bet if they did, they'd suck.
No, they wouldn't.
I bet they would.
Because his offensive game is that much more dominant that when we funnel anything into this game, we're basing our entire defensive approach against stopping you. We don't need to do that with Jokic. We know he's going to pass.
No, like, so again, the fact that you know that you can't key on him and they still beat you.
Say that with Giannis.
No, but everything you're saying. Okay, cool. Giannis, we key on you and you still beat us. You saying we can game plan for your whole team. We know everybody's strength and weakness, nigga, and you should not be able to beat us because we can plan against it. Because I can plan your game out.
That's the dope part about Jokic because he can dime you up. He's really good with passing and shit.
When there's only when you better than everybody, if you a Giannis, you Superman out here, now you Superman out here. You're not Batman. Batman get his ass whooped and then got to come back with his gadgets. He got to figure it out, right?
Got to plan this shit.
That's Jokic, bro. He got to figure it out. Y'all better than me. Y'all can game plan for me. Y'all not even playing defense against me. You playing against the team. I got to figure out my spaces in here, nigga, to make us win. I can't just sky over you, nigga. I can't be Superman out here and beat you. I have to be better.
I want to give it to you.
You don't have to, but I've never had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time I've thought about it, right? So with this conversation, this is why I can say, okay, I can see why you give it to him. I can understand where you're coming from, why he shouldn't be it. I totally get it.
My same thing has been the same thing for 3 years straight. It's where I can look at the field and say these other guys are either just as good, if not better than you. Why am I still giving it to you every single time?
But that, but again, but they, as good as they are, they not as consistent. That's, and that, that's a rub, bro. I don't care. Hey, you can be great. I'm not saying you, again, bro, Superman and Batman. You can be Superman out here, nigga, at any time, niggas fly to the moon. At any time you want to, you good. No matter what, you the greatest nigga out here. I got to figure it out. And the fact that I can figure it out, nigga, and I have consistently, nigga, night after night, and y'all say I'm not that good, y'all can game plan for me and block my shit.
Ain't nobody saying
no, but not no, but good. But
it's
this
saying,
no.
Are you better than your competition?
No, but this is what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. So when you're saying I'm not better than my competition, but I beat them consistently.
You're not beating them.
This is a regular season award. They number one in the West. How are they not?
Talking about Giannis the kid.
Bro, no. So again, the award is how you impact your team. So everybody that's saying that when I put you against the field, there's better niggas out here. Okay, is they record better than my team? If I put my team in the position to be number one, y'all better than me, right? These niggas is Superman. I ain't it. I ain't got superpowers. But I'm holding it down.
Holding it down. He's okay.
So that's it.
He good.
That's it.
He's good this year.
I've never had this conversation on Watch It Enough to actually.
I've had this conversation too many times because it was the last 2 years where I had a stronger case than this year. Because like I said, this year your team is number one. All right, you doing it this year, but I'm still running it back because I'm speaking from the past. I'm speaking from the past to this point. But were you ever better than your competition? I still say no to this point. And it's and I'm not just looking at his overall offensive impact. I'm looking at his overall game.
No, that's what the plus minus is. That's what I'm saying.
I don't give a fuck about the plus minus. No, but I'm looking at you as a player.
But
I'm looking at your overall game. Mm-hmm. I know these other players are better than you. In my estimation, that, if I were to put you on this team, if we're gonna do the All Star game and we're gonna pick players, I'm not picking you over them.
That's okay.
They're not going to pick you over there.
That's okay.
You know what I mean? Because that's it. But that's how I judge the talent. I judge it the same way that they're judging the talent.
But that's okay. Because again, like you, we not the MVP is not a talent award.
Yeah, the MVP has gotten to that point where it's such a nuanced discussion. It sucks.
But no. But again, and it's not
the award sucks.
Well, when you're not giving it to LeBron, bro, what are we talking about?
Yeah. At that point, yeah.
So when you make it this. Right, and I look at it, it's like I can see where you give it to him only because of everything you just said. If everybody out there got two people better than me on their team, nigga, and I'm still number one out here, I'm still impacting winning for my team the way I am, no matter who I'm playing against.
The way I really judge this shit is
it's whatever.
The way I really judge this shit is the way I feel like we should have judged it when I was young. Is who are we playing against when the playoffs
come?
We trying to get through?
No, it's what you said before, nigga. Who am I picking first when I do the fucking fantasy league?
Yeah, well, that too.
That's it. That is what it should have been. Now, that's what it felt like it was when Jordan was the MVP every year, right? But again, when you stop,
that felt right.
But when you stop giving it to LeBron every year, all right, bro, then what's the argument? Then what are we actually doing? Because he was by far who he was dragging to the playoffs. Look at
a couple years that we could have said it wasn't him, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And then once the last few years died out, you can have that same discussion with Giannis where we say everybody says, well, hands down, he's the best fucking player. Give him the best fucking player award then.
Mm-hmm.
If this ain't the best fucking player award, well, can we fucking rename this shit or re-identify what the fuck it actually is? Because most valuable player don't mean shit.
It means what I said it is. It means the person that impacts winning for their team the best. Like you said, Steph is an argument because, nigga, if he not dropping 40, y'all not winning.
We ain't winning at all. That's what...
So think about it like this. If he had been healthy, nigga, and y'all was in top four seeds, he in the argument. For that reason alone. And you go, is he the best player out here? Nah, bro. He got y'all. He made y'all winners. That's it. That's the only thing that didn't matter. That's the only thing I can justify what it's for.
That's all.
All right, bro. I got 4 minutes.
Why? We talked about that a while. You said I got 1 minute on this.
went for like 10.
You want 4 minutes to talk about
baseball. Baseball. Nigga, you brought it up. I want to know what the fuck.
Oh, okay, so I saw the clips of it. Uh-huh. You know, I don't watch baseball. Nobody ever watches baseball. It's a forbidden sport. Nobody cares.
That's not true.
It's a dead sport.
It's not.
It's like that thing that nobody talks about.
It's because you're not white. Keep going. Well, you know, it came up. It came. You brought it. Put it on the list.
Like monster truck.
Yeah, it is. You put it on the list. My nigga ain't golf.
I saw the fast pitching thing that they do.
Uh huh. The pitch count. The pitch timer. Mm-mm. This is going forward.
Oh, so it is the thing that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it 15 seconds between each pitch?
Something like that.
And it speeds the game up to that point?
A lot.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something to pay attention to. Can I get into this?
Yeah.
Can I actually be a fan of this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait. Are they going to net niggas ball? Are they going to let niggas be niggas? We wear our gold chain? Let them shit pop on my back? Can I jog around the bases like this and do a crip walk?
Probably not.
When is that gonna happen?
Never. You got the chains, you got the bat flips. And when cats can have, if they could get, I mean, and it's really dependent on the players, because some players still have that old school mind, and it's like a respect issue. We talk about a lot on this show. It goes back to the competitiveness thing, right? And it's like, all right, bro, you really just being disrespectful, and I could throw this shit at you the next time I see you. So that's really why you got to keep it cool. Like, because it's competitive, bro. Hey, you got the best of me. You put it over the fence. Good for you. But, nigga, if you really going to stun on me, like, the whole way around the thing,
Get me back the next time and get me out. And then you could do your little cha-cha around the bases or some shit. Around the fucking home. Whatever that, the
mound.
Around the mound. See? You ain't never even thought of no shit like this because we've never been this cool. Baseball has never thought about being that fucking cool.
They do
we
it.
Can't be
at,
showman.
They do it at the, what's it called? At the banana slugs.
Ain't nobody watching that shit.
Yeah, they put them shits on ESPN.
I'm not watching that shit.
Yeah. But nah, but like that, it's really like, well, it really comes down to the competitiveness, because I feel like it's the same thing in basketball, bro. The same reason why niggas be pushing this shit, because it's like, it's cool for you to dunk on me, my nigga, but when you stand over me and nigga and flex, nigga, it's a problem. Like, it's a respect thing, bro. It's my workplace. You're not gonna disrespect me like that. Yeah, you dunked on me, cool, but you not going, nigga, in my face.
You know why I'm also not giving that? Because it's the pitcher. The pitcher gets paid the most. The pitcher gets talked about the most. The pitcher gets treated the best. Y'all need to go through the most. Nigga, suck that shit up. Fuck you, in your opinion, and how you feel about this nigga.
Everything you said was not right.
It's not. I'm not right?
You're not. They're not the quarterback.
Oh, for real?
No.
It's not like that?
No.
They're not getting paid the most?
No.
What?
Nigga.
See me, nigga, my mind blown. Nigga, what?
Nah, they
why
get.
Why are you being a pitcher then?
They get, because you're really good at it. Like baseball players make the most money. If you really can, like, nigga, you don't have to just be a pitcher. You can play any of the positions, nigga, and get them hundreds of millions. It's
you know
not.
What?
It's not a question.
You know, it just makes me feel like even more than shut the fuck up, bro. Yo, fucking feelings. Nigga, play the damn game.
But yeah,
be better next time. Shit,
it's really just that competitive shit and them not how they manage that, how they manage it.
Yeah, manage your feelings, nigga.
Yeah, everybody can't.
Nigga, that's when the umpire be like, "Well, nigga, you're out, nigga."
I mean, they have
you
like
couldn't manage your feelings.
Hey, well, nah. Here's the as baseball throughout my lifetime, baseball went from it's just a normal thing, nigga. If you hit a home run and like. Done on them like just a little bit, this niggas throwing at you the next time, yeah. or if you talk, or if you talk some shit along, they have. That's what I'm getting to. It's like this is before they have, bro. When this nigga Roger Clemens threw the bat at the nigga, bro. This was in the World Series, bro. Had a broken bat, and the shit went towards Roger Clemens. Not like he threw it at him. The shit just broke towards him, and that nigga threw it. He threw the broken piece of bat towards this nigga while he was running, bro. That was beef. But so They've been trying to cool it out on that retaliation shit. Because, like you said, you should check your emotions. But at the same time, niggas are assholes, man. I don't like you in real life. So we don't, like, that's the part that we never talk about. Is it's like, bruh, these cats know they know each other. Just like all athletes in their sport know each other. They've been growing up around each other for 15, 16 years. Mm-hmm. Right? So they might actually have beef. So the fact that you, nigga, hit the home run off me and you stunted on me, my nigga, and I hate you in real life, this is a problem.
This is why I say, as a sports competitor, you need to suck that shit up.
Again,
and
bro,
get
you
back at them next time when they pop up at that mound.
It's like I said, this nigga can't not talk baseball.
This is why I think that sport sucks, bro. This is literally why I think the sport sucks. Because y'all kill fun. And y'all feel like it's cool to kill fun because of the way that y'all do shit. And it ain't it to me.
They not no more though. You don't pay attention, but
like I said, the speed and the
bruh,
thing up.
Nah. Since the pandemic, the behavior has been more fun. Right? And it's been more like, hey nigga, like you just said, hey, then you just need to do better next time, nigga, like whatever. Cause cat, they got the home run chain now. Niggas be out going crazy.
Good,
yeah. So yeah, they're making baseball interesting for people that don't like it.
Cause that sport was about to die, and there's no reason for baseball to die. It really isn't.
As
against baseball as I've been, there's no reason for this.
What
sport
else
to
is interesting
die.
Is that the. So remember, I came on here a while ago, was talking about how they have baseball camps. All across the world, but they'll never run them shits around here. Mm-hmm. So now I started seeing that the USA Baseball and MLB is going to all the neighborhoods promoting baseball.
Yeah, but they need to.
It's like, that's interesting. Y'all ain't done that in 30, 40 years.
Because they need to now. Nobody going to them shits. They going to basketball camp because niggas want you to be in basketball and football.
No, again, but nah, bro. Baseball is just turning into lacrosse. It's a white sport. Yeah. I keep trying to tell you, because everything you're saying will be accurate until you see the fucking little league facilities and all the places that aren't the hood.
Yeah,
right. Like, no, bro. People invest in this, and this is a yearly thing, and they be out here, and these professional baseball players come from these places, mm-hmm. right now where we see the places, don't nobody play that shit. And it's like, why? Because there's nobody invest in the areas. They'll have to, if they really want to play, they got to go to one of them other ones. Like, or you traveling like you do with any other sport now. Oh, you really good at basketball? You on the traveling team. Oh, you on football, bro? You got to go to Florida or some shit where they got camps year round.
Yep.
Like,
that's true.
It's all not, if you ain't got the money for it, bro, we not helping you. And it's just sports.
So the pitch is nice.
Yeah.
I like the pitch.
That's cool. I hope you start watching.
We gonna see.
Well, no, you know.
That whole conversation we just had is why I don't watch.
I mean, it makes sense, but we got to get there somewhere. Like, because there used to be a Negro League.
And it was nice, wasn't it?
Right. And so it's one of those things where it's like the fact that we've been so disenfranchised in baseball to where young black men don't even fuck with the sport at all. Like, that's a problem. Right?
Like, you can't get me to want to.
Because I said all those things before where it's a father-son sport and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nah, it's not really that. It's really just the racism. Mm-hmm. And when you can see it so blatantly, then I don't really want to fuck with it.
And I've seen that as a kid growing up.
Yeah.
No, so that, it's like as a man.
I'm not giving that no credence. I understand.
When I see it change is when I must feel differently about it.
Which is what you're seeing now, because like I said, bro, you brought this shit. You put it on the board.
The fact that they're trying to speed it up matters,
mm-hmm.
because they know nobody wants to see this shit anyway, nigga.
But it's a 3-hour game.
Nobody even wants to see your 3-hour game. You better speed it up. You're not selling shit. What are you selling?
Again, bro, it's just not to you. Like, that's the thing with baseball, bro. It's never been marketed to us or for us, right? Like, even when we had people like Barry Bonds, Ozzie Smith, Ken Griffey, bro, it was still like, nigga, the one on the team. Exactly. Like, you wasn't, it wasn't a team full. It was the one, bro. Like, you know, when you have a corporate job.
Then you didn't do him well, and that's what I know about you because I'm from around there. Mm-hmm. I'm from SF. Like, I know how y'all did Barry. You know what I mean? Fuck baseball, bro. I'm sorry. I know this is just it.
I really don't care. Like, it doesn't affect me in that way because I love baseball, but I also know it's racist. Like, I can't love baseball as much as I do and not understand the undertone, right? So everything you're saying, I can't refute it. I'm not going to say, no, like I said, I've tried before, but all my arguments ain't really arguments, bro, because the reality is, nigga, the game is racist. And it has been. And any time that you had cats like Ricky Henderson or Barry Bonds that were a little bit different, they tried to put them in their place so bad that you could, if you saw it from the outside as a kid, or if you just saw a period, you was like, huh, that's interesting. It
doesn't make me want to watch this right anymore.
Or you only love the nigga because he's great.
Yeah.
It's
how I'm starting to feel about football in general. I'm not liking the way that football deals with, you know, African Americans and their lives.
Yeah.
And how they feel about,
they don't care about
shit,
you.
Shit, so.
Yeah, no, and football's the same way. It's where it's like, we've talked about it, bro. I know what it is, and I see it for what it is, and I'm cool. I'm not mad.
That's the one that's like, it got me. Mm-hmm. It has me, but it's also, I'm seeing it in that lens, and I'm not liking it at all. I don't like the way it.
It's ugly out here.
Yeah, it's ugly. If I had kids, then I probably wouldn't try to steer them towards football.
Mm-mm, not at all.
You know what I mean?
Bruh, I think we're just going to end here.
Yeah.
Because I was just about to say so, and I'm like, you know what? We don't need to go further. Because it was like, it's cool. Yo, thank you for hanging out with us.
Oh, you were like, just dead ass going to stop.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got really negative there.
Yeah, it was going to go, it was going to get worse. I'm Ludo.
I'm Trey B. Wonder.
This has been the Straight Dope Show. Hope you tuned in. Don't rock the crowd TV. If not, please do.
Damn, we just
talk to you.
Oh my God, nigga, can't believe you sent cocaine through the mail. Work.
Shut the fuck up, man. I've lost count 7 times.
That's fucking
rich, though. I still have to count the fucking money. Really, like,
well, hey, bro, you gotta know when you're about to go left.
You're still not gonna get any bitches.
And then, stop.
Like, it's no way I'm not gonna get bitches, bro. All these bitches want is $40, and I got several sets of $40 now.
Bitches don't like short guns.
Every time we talk about sports, we get hella rich.